This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration is gearing up to expedite initial screenings of immigrants seeking asylum, moving to interview immigrants within one calendar day. Asylum officers usually wait about 48 hours to interview and hear the case of an immigrant who has been detained after crossing into the United States. VOA confirmed the policy change with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services after the news site BuzzFeed reported it on Monday. Well, the Trump administration says the new policy will expedite the process. The BuzzFeed report says advocates fear it will give migrants less time to recover from the journey and prepare for their credible fear interviews. That initial screening is known as a credible fear interview because immigrants can demonstrate a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country as a reason to claim asylum. The United States has returned a group of asylum seekers to Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Grossier reports.
10 migrants who crossed the border Monday seeking asylum in the United States were sent to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, Tuesday to await processing of their applications. Nuevo Laredo, which sits on the banks of the Rio Grande across from Laredo, Texas, becomes the fourth Mexican border city in the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The other Mexican cities where migrants are being sent to await U.S. asylum processing are Tijuana, Mexicali, and Ciudad Juarez. Several civil rights organizations have sued the U.S. government over the Migrant Protection Protocols. I'm Mike Grossi.
A new report by the U.S. Secret Service indicates two-thirds of all mass attacks in the United States, that means three or more people killed or injured, were carried out by someone who was experiencing mental health problems. That's true for 2018. And more than one-third of those attacks seen of the attack were shortly after leaving. You're listening to VOA News. Britain's Theresa May has backed her ambassador to the United States after President Trump cut off contact with him this week. That followed the leak of diplomatic cables branding the Trump administration as inept. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
May had stood by Kim Derrick amid the controversy over the release of diplomatic cables that mentioned the Trump administration. The ambassador's forthright views have created awkwardness between the two countries, who often celebrate having a special relationship. As if to underscore the snub, Derrick found himself uninvited to a White House dinner held in honor of the Emir of Qatar on Monday. While British officials hunt for the culprit behind the leak, senior Conservative Party figure and former Foreign Secretary William Hague says the government was right to back Derrick. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Trump said Tuesday he'll be looking very carefully at how his Labor Secretary, Alexander Acosta, agreed to a light sentence in a child sex trafficking case against billionaire hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta agreed to the sentence more than a decade ago when he was a federal prosecutor in Florida. Trump defended Acosta, saying many people were involved in the Epstein case. Democratic lawmakers have called on Acosta to step down. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Acosta has got to go.
I am calling on Secretary Acosta to resign. It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability to lead the Department of Labor.
But the man who appointed him does.
He's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
President Trump with reporters at the White House. Shelley Adler, Washington.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Gar Pedersen, says he will meet with Syria's foreign minister and other officials on Wednesday about forming a constitutional committee and also ending the fighting in Idlib. Pedersen told reporters Tuesday he's ready to get started.
I'm looking forward to have what I believe constructive discussions on how to move the political process forward, and of course in particular on the formation of the Constitutional Committee as a door opener for the broader political process.
A constitutional committee is believed to be the key to political reforms and new elections that are meant to unify Syria and end the civil war that has lasted nearly 8 years and killed hundreds of thousands of people. About half of Syria's pre-war 2 million-person population are believed to have been internally displaced because of the violence. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.